Cape Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
It's the US Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan in New York. Adrian, a very good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ads. I'm doing well. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much once again for joining us on the show this morning, Adrian. And I've been keen. I've been waiting to speak to you because I just want the juicy details. The FBI has raided Trump's lawyers' offices. Woo!
Yes, it was a big deal last night. It came about 6 o'clock p.m. FBI agents appeared at the Manhattan office of Michael Cohen, who is personal attorney for President Donald Trump, and they seized a variety of documents, including those pertaining to a payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels, who allegedly had an affair with the president. Now, Trump called the Justice Department-approved action a, quote, attack on our country, unquote, and mused about firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller today, who actually referred prosecutors to Cohen, but did not initiate the seizure as part of his probe into the Russian meddling. So we're not sure, as far as I know, the U.S. Attorney authorized the breaking or the entering of Cohen's office. They're seeking, like I said, they're seeking information about Stormy Daniels and also about another woman, a Playboy model named Karen McDougal, and they're looking into that, maybe the fact that the Trump had an affair with her, and also that she was also paid off and silenced. So Trump was not happy today. He added that the raid represented part of an ongoing attack on him engineered by, quote, the most biased group of people with the biggest conflict of interest I've ever seen. So he was unusually affronted by the move, and he described the raid as an extension of a conspiracy against him that started right after he won the nomination. He also ranted a little bit about Jeff Sessions, fueling more speculation about how much longer he's going to have his job. Now, this took place right in the middle of the White House trying to decide what it's going to do about the Syria attack. Trump was quoted as saying, "We have a lot of options militarily," unquote. That's when he was describing a potentially forceful answer to the chemical attack Saturday in Douma, which is, of course, a rebel-held area near Damascus, Syria. Now, the attack, according to the aid group, killed at least 60 people and wounded as many as 1,000. Trump is in communication, as far as I know, with French President Emmanuel Macron, who is promised to respond if the use of chemical weapons is verified. A Russian UN representative suggested that the rebels staged the attack themselves and promised grave repercussions if the U.S. got militarily involved. Now, I'm not sure what the outcome of the Security Council meeting has been across the street from me over at the UN, but Russia has the veto power. So it's, you know, if sanctions, I know that Nikki Haley has called for an investigation, and if sanctions are a part of that, Russia can veto it, and that's only going to escalate matters and probably give France and the U.S. an excuse to go ahead and do what they want.
And of course, there's also the whole issue of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg sitting in front of Congress.
Yes. So Facebook is now displaying a link at the top of its news feed pointing users to remove ads that they no longer need. To note, Facebook was not hacked. I just want you to, or your listeners, to know this, that they allowed the willful mining of data. So this was something that they knew and they really refused or they did not bring to light for quite some time. Facebook is now sharing a, quote, how you're affected, unquote, link, and explained that a website or a Facebook friend might have used an app to steal your Facebook information and share it with Cambridge Analytica. Now, the majority of those whose information was shared with the data analytics firm, about 70 million people, are in the U.S. Facebook discovered that the information had been harvested in late 2015, but failed to alert users at the time. The information was collected through an app called This is a Digital Life, built by the Cambridge University academic Alexander Kogan in collaboration with Cambridge Analytica, which has, again, worked for Donald Trump's election team. Basically, in front of Congress today, the senators were just sort of lobbing these easy questions at Mark Zuckerberg. I have a clip for you of him testifying in front of one in particular of Illinois. His name is Dick Durbin. Zuckerberg, to note, did wear a suit and tie.
Mr. Zuckerberg, would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
If you messaged anybody this week, would you share with us the names of the people you've messaged?
Senator, no, I would probably not choose to do that publicly here.
I think that may be what this is all about. Your right to privacy, the limits of your right to privacy, and how much you give away in modern America in the name of, quote, connecting people around the world. Question basically of what information Facebook's collecting, who they're sending it to, and whether they ever asked me in advance my permission to do that. Is that a fair thing for a user of Facebook to expect?
Yes, Senator. I think everyone should have control over how their information is used. And as we've talked about in some of the other questions, I think that that is laid out in some of the documents. But more importantly, you want to give people control in the product itself.
Yeah. I wonder
what's this
going to yield.
It seemed as if the senators wanted to talk at Zuckerberg more than actually hear from him. So tomorrow he'll be in front of the House. We'll see what he has to say tomorrow. Let's just hope he's not staying at the Trump Hotel in Washington.
All right, and very quickly and lastly, Adrian, I just want to hear your views on this Bill Cosby retrial incident.
Right, so the opening day of the disgraced comedian's retrial on three counts of sexual assault was marked by at least two protests, including one organized by the National Organization of Women and another by an actress who once appeared on The Cosby Show, Nicole Rochelle, who was arrested Monday outside the Montgomery County Courthouse in Norristown, Pennsylvania, after she rushed the 88-year-old defendant yelling, "Hey, hey, hey, Women's Lives Matter." Now, Rochelle was topless, with feminist slogans and accusers' names written across her body. She was also charged with disorderly conduct. So you want to know my opinion on...
Yeah, because maybe before you share yours, let me share mine. You know, I look at incidences like this, and I'm using Nicole as an example. We've seen this many times before. Now, Bill Cosby is already on trial. He's going on trial. We want to hear what the trial is all about. I think that little stunt that she pulls, for me, it's just all about attention seeking. Because now it's taken all of the attention away from the actual matter of that Bill Cosby is going to trial. Now we're talking about, should she have been arrested or should she not have been arrested? Which takes away the whole thing from where the attention should be. That's just my view on that. I think it was unnecessary. I'm not saying that she doesn't have her rights to protest. Maybe, and I can't tell her when or how to protest. It's her choice. But certainly on this one, for me, it feels like she was just looking for the attention.
I would have to see the video on that one. I know that women in this country are very, very fired up. The Me Too movement, the sexual assault, all of that. It's definitely impacted women in ways that I've never seen before in my lifetime. And I'm 42 years old, so I've been around for a little while. And maybe she got seized by the fervor. I too agree that the protest is, people have a right to protest the trial. I don't think that, running up in front of Bill Cosby and, getting in his face does anybody any good. In fact, if anything, it's just going to make people more, who might be on the edge, maybe more sympathetic towards him. So I'm not sure what sort of thing she wanted to achieve with that, but, stand there, wave your sign, hold your stickers, whatever. But, it's all about, I think at this point, just looking and being respectful, raise your voice, raise your sign, but, getting in people's faces just doesn't really do any good right now. And I'm not sure what good could have come of that.
Adrian, always a pleasure chatting with you. We chat again on Friday. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Evan. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.